Okay, we'll get started. Call this meeting to order. Mayor Shane Bitten, present.
Karen Caldwell, present.
Tom Little, present.
Ann Whitaker, present.
Greg Harris, present.
Thank you. Wade Layton is absent. I'll lead us in a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have our public hearing on here. Did we get any letters sent in for that? Let's see if anybody signed up. Nothing on here. Entertain a motion to open the public hearing for the Onions 52 final annexation petition.
I, Tom Little, move to open the public hearing for the Onions 52 final annexation petition.
Second.
I'll second it.
State your name.
Ann Whitaker.
Okay, thank you. Those in favor? Okay, thank you. If we don't have any letters and don't have any names printed out on here, then I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing for the Onions 52 final annexation petition.
Motion we close our public hearing. Oh, I, Ann Whitaker, motion that we close our public hearing.
Tom Little, seconds.
Those in favor? Okay, thank you. No appointments tonight. Deputy Hopkins, you have a report for us today. Do you want to give that or?
Any questions on anything you see on there? Before I get started with my spiel. Again, I almost sound like a broken record, but that's a good thing when we're talking about this type of stuff. Obviously, anything that's more than a single digit on here, almost all of them I look at as a positive interaction with your citizens, right? It's a desired interaction with the citizens of Corinne. It's things where we're actually helping and doing things to assist and interacting in a positive way. The only thing that is more than a single digit that, you know, would be considered a crime is about midway there in the middle, you'll see theft of gas. There's three incidents of that, and that's your neighbor down the street here at the co-op, and we all wish they'd update their pumps so we didn't have to come out here so often and track down somebody.
Like, in this day and age, how does someone save on gas?
Well,
no, it's fine. It's just weird.
We've talked to them about it, and they don't want to make things hard for the farmers that have done it that way for their whole life, and yeah, it's pretty simple to fix that. But in those situations where there's a theft of gas, 90% of the time, it's because somebody thinks their car run and it doesn't. That pump will still turn on. Those pumps turn on, regardless, and then you're supposed to go in and pay for it. They think the card was processed. It wasn't. As soon as we contact them, oh my goodness, I'll come right over and pay for it. So it's resolved.
It's not but a really theft.
It does come down as an interaction where it was a theft of gas.
Accidental theft.
But 99% of the time we find those people because their license plate's on the video system. Right. We give them a phone call and they come right over and take care of it. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Yeah. So even that one that says a theft, which by category it is.
It is.
But even those turn out a pretty positive manner for the most part.
Okay. Awesome.
So, yeah, you guys are doing a great job as a city.
Sounds like you're doing a great job. All the extra patrols, 18 extra patrols.
We try to, yeah, we try to get out here pretty regular. I like to see that number go up even more, but we try to get out here pretty regular and roll through town and
yeah.
wave at people and
yeah. Good.
Just be seen here. So.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Any questions, requests, concerns from the council, citizens? Mm-hmm. Kendra, who runs the place?
Okay.
All right.
I've got one for you. That's okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Just the speeding down 4000 West.
Where? On 4000 right here?
Yeah.
So if we're here in the area, we're running radar. We're always in. Speeding's a problem in the entire county. So if it gets really bad, we can bring out a speed trailer if you'd like. We can put that up. That just reminds people what speed they are going. As they approach that trailer, it just flashes your speed up at you. It's not a radar unit, or it's not a way to ticket or cite somebody.
Yeah.
But it does remind people of the speed limit and how fast they happen to be traveling through there.
Sounds good. Yeah, we had a car come by last night. You pretty much jumped the railroad tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, and if we're in the area, obviously we're gonna act on that.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we're not here all the time. But if it gets to be a problem and you notice same vehicle, same time of day or night, same behavior, definitely let us know about that, and we can come out here and try to do some focused enforcement on stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
Nothing from my end. No, thanks for you guys. You're great to work with. So
all right, thank you.
Let us know what we can do to help you out.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You bet. And I've got somewhere to be.
All right, thanks for coming.
Your permission, Mayor.
Yes, go ahead. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Y'all have a good evening.
You too. Okay, we did fire department last time. Planning Commission report. I did release one of the members and assign another member on there, David Job. As one of the new members, and remind me, Kendra, what we went over last time.
On the new code.
What's that? Oh, that's right. Yeah, and we talked about that. Yeah.
The big stuff coming down.
Yeah, the big stuff coming down. We didn't approve anything else. No building permits or whatever. But just a reminder, we've actually got that work meeting this Thursday for that at 6:00 on there. So. That was it for the Planning Commission. I'll entertain a motion to approve the previous minutes as written.
Hi, Ann Whitaker will motion to approve previous minutes as written.
Karen Caldwell seconds.
Those in favor? Unanimous, thank you. Okay. The sewer project. Two different things on here. The we have to do the funding approval on there. So we're now getting ready to start. We're just now applying. Is that correct? We're applying.
This is required for part of the application.
Yes, part of the application. It's required. The request for the project and the RD funding for that. So. With that being said, I'll entertain a motion to approve. We move forward on the funding request and the RD funding, the project and RD funding.
They have to be separate. So you have to approve your sewer project, and then you have to approve your RD.
Oh, yes, sorry. Let me back up. No, you're good. You're good. Let me back up.
That's right.
We've discussed in depth over and over again the sewer project itself. And we came up with a plan, what we're going to do. I mean, we're all caught up on that. So we need to approve actually moving forward on the sewer project as one item. On there. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to.
Can I ask a question before we?
Go ahead. Yes. Any questions before we move?
So that's the one that we looked at in what, January, February. There's been no changes.
No changes
to my knowledge. I'd be offended if there was and hadn't been told.
No.
Okay, because I'm over sewers.
So. No. The only thing that's changed since then was we got that grant.
Right.
And added to it down here at the lagoons, but nothing else changed on it. That I'm even aware of. I don't think we've done anything.
We don't have
with
a final design.
Yeah, there's no design. We have to approve the project.
Right.
And that's. So I just wanted to make sure before I motion and vote.
So,
like that nothing's changed, and I know what I'm.
No. Okay. So right. Basically, what we've seen is the proposal, but it's not engineered yet.
Right.
So, this is the route we're going to do. It's a collection system, a few things to the lagoon to start.
And okay.
And so we need to approve.
The pipe around town.
Yes, okay. That's the collection system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Saying, so yeah, we need to approve moving forward on that before we can approve funding to get a design, all that stuff. Yeah. So all
right.
So with that, I'll entertain a motion to approve the project.
I, Tom Little, move to approve the sewer project.
Karen Caldwell seconds.
Those in favor? Unanimous, thank you. And now, entertain a motion to approve the request for the project and RD funding.
Anna Whitaker motions to approve the RD funding approval.
Approves approval?
That we apply for the RD funding.
Tom Little seconds.
Those in favor? Thank you. Unanimous. Okay. All right. The next, the introduction, the ordinance and resolution. Right now we're voting on, actually it's the Onions 52 annexation petition. This is ordinance 24-03, expanding the corporate limits of Corinne City by annexation. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
You're talking this.
So the public hearing we just did for the Onions 52 final annex petition. Okay.
So you should have a map if you're not.
Yeah. I just want to know the policy.
No, not the policy.
So
that's already been done.
We're now looking to annex
Onions 52. Okay. Yeah, it's ordinance 24-03, expanding the corporate limits of Corinne City by annexation.
Right. I just want to clarify. Okay. I'll move to. I, Tom Little, move to approve the ordinance 24-03, expanding the corporate limits of Corinne City by annexation for Onions 52.
Karen Caldwell seconds.
Those in favor? Unanimous, thank you. Okay, new business or reports. Karen, do you have anything? Tom?
Nope.
Ann?
No.
Greg?
No.
And I don't either. Let's see. We'll open for public comment. Clayton? Nothing? Anything? Beth? Okay, we will close public comment. We're loving this. Approval of checks?
No.
There's only a couple of those. It's like planning and zoning.
No, it's planning and zoning. We'll be done.
Payroll.
We only have like two line items. Pledge and pledge of business.
Jail necklace 206. That's a ring. And Wallace 306. Comcast 587.63. City Hall at Fire Station. Public Employees Health Program 2523 for AD&D. Verizon 224.27. Archibald Petroleum Products, $285.99. River Valley Co-op, $518.18. Gas, weed, spray, oil, lots of stuff. Chemtech Fort, $857. For sewer and water samples. You water?
Sewer.
Your water. Your sewer.
I'm sewer. Either one.
Who's sewer? You are too?
I'm sewer.
Okay, so these are the probiotics for the sewer, $2,861.78. Brings to the Ace Harbor, $111.08. I didn't write down what it was. I'm sorry, I forgot. Chemtech Ford, $50 for water samples. Dominion Energy, $71.84 for heat for city buildings. Econo Waste, $3,662. You send for Wade for garbage. Manning Shortstop, $60 for gas for the fire department. Mountain Land Supply, $472.87 for pipe and joints for the water department. And Smith Farmington, $160 for attorneys. Sunrise Engineering,
$2,891 for grant, the path and the
onions. Thank you. Well done.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'm going to move to adjourn.
Anne Whitaker seconds.
Those in favor? Unanimous. Thank you.